Hello to you. This video is in English because I want to describe you, the people of the world, what's been going on now in Israel. I want to describe you, the life of a non-vaccinated people, a person in Israel today. So we are the people in Israel feel that one day we woke up to a nightmare. Our life has been destroyed. We woke up to a nightmare, which we have been kidnapped by our own government, and which sold us to be a guinea pigs to an experimental vaccine that they want us to, you know, they want us to donate, to give up our bodies and our souls with no questions. We have become the biggest clinical trial of a vaccine in history, in a scale of entire country. Imagine that. Usually when you volunteer to an experiment, you have the right to say no, to agree or not to agree. But here nobody asked us. They let us feel that it's not right and it's not okay to do what you want to do as a person. And if you don't participate in this vaccine kind of trial, so you are a criminal. You are actually a criminal in your own country. This is crazy. The Israeli government operates like a terrorist organization and force people to join in this experimental vaccine whose future is unknown, and his medical results are still in the fog. Okay, they are lying in the media and you know, tell us that the vaccine has been passed the FDA approval, which is not true. We have been checked. This is not a vaccine. That approval is just an SOS experimental approval by the FDA. They are closing at the moment the sky. We are imprisoned in our own country. There is no going out, no going in, no flight. We are prisoners in our own country. Like you do an experiment, you know, you close all the rats and you want to see what's going on. There is no transparency, okay? No transparency whatsoever to the people. All government discussions about the corona are hidden from the citizens for 30 years, and it's supposed to be okay for us to take this vaccine, okay? We're supposed to trust the government after they are hiding from us this critical information that blocked out about this experiment in the agreement with Pfizer for 30 years. You know, the agreement was signed up like 2 years ago, before the corona has already spread. This is crazy. We lost every bit of trust that we have to the government and to this country. They are so irresponsibility doing this experiment on pregnant women, you know, can you imagine that? Pregnant women without knowing the medical consequences. And at the moment, they are talking about vaccinated the children. Can you imagine that? And if you refuse to vaccinate your child, if you refuse to give them the body of your child, he will not be able to go to school soon. This is what they are telling us. They force us and talking, they are taking all our human rights, all our human being rights, all our freedom and breathe, and we cannot go free to the street. There are cops, police everywhere. We are asking for help from all the global human rights organizations that see it at the moment. This is a fascist behavior, brainwashing through the media. At the moment, I want you to know, the people of the world, half of the population, half of the people, nearly 5 million people, as they claim, yeah, we don't believe to that, okay, have been vaccinated. 5 million people have been vaccinated in Israel, most of them, and listen to that, most of those people are forced and not by choice. They're not choosing to do it. they force to give up their freedom and the control of their body from lack of choice, social and government rape. Government rape. They let us understand that it's either you will vaccinated yourself or you cannot go to work. You cannot go to work. You are a type B citizen if you're not get vaccinated. And they divide us. They divide us. You cannot go to shop food in some stores if you're not vaccinated. You cannot enter malls and sit just for eating lunch just if you're not vaccinated. This is crazy, people. Now it's in our country. Now it's in Israel. Tomorrow it will be at your country. Tomorrow it will be at your place. We are not allowed to work if you're not vaccinated, to breathe and live. We have no rights as human beings, and the country has become a dictatorship under this false epidemic and virus whose recovery rates are 98%. This is crazy. This is crazy in every scale. They are lying about the numbers of death. And the reason why people die, they stick a corona label to every death, every disease. The hospitals receive 22,000 shekels for each corona death. A lot of people at the moment in Israel, I want you to know and spread the word, are getting hurt and develop severe side effects and die from the vaccine, but the media hides those facts. The media hides those important facts. Many physicians and doctors who has been sold their souls to the Satan, to the devil, are getting fans by Pfizer. Doctors who do tell the truth, that do tell the truth and fight for the human right, are silenced or fired. This is a clinical and violent social experiment. They bring people to do very violent act against each other and do a witch hunt through people who did not take the vaccines. Let you believe that you are the reason that Israel do not coming out of this crisis. The level of violence through people, through non-vaccinated people, is increasing day by day. They will soon, I think, you know, can murder a person because he did not vaccinated, because they let you believe that we are the enemy of the country. We have been hunted only because we stand up for our rights. They call us a hardcore. And this is how darkness works. I want to tell you, the darkness works like this. It informs you and updates you for every plan they have been want to do in advance, in a way that they bypass the consciousness mind and penetrate directly to the unconscious mind just to get your unconscious consent, so they can tell that you consent. But it does not work on awake up people. We are a hardcore, as they say. We have another mechanism, a consciousness gatekeeper that they fail to penetrate, you know, and they are afraid of it, you know, they are really afraid of it. We learned the method and we studied the system. We came out of the matrix strong and incapable of hypnotize and mind control, reading and understanding this attempt of mind engineering, what other people perceive as a fear and horror, it's really funny, it's transparent, it's an insult an insult to our intelligence.
What she's saying is similar to us being red-pilled. Now that we know the truth, we see it, it's very obvious and transparent that the mainstream media and the politicians and everyone, it's all a big lie. It's actually a big joke, it's, even though it's not a joke. So yeah, let's continue.
So we are hardcore people. And I want to tell you something. We will never give up. Never give up. We have no fear of death whatsoever because we know our soul is eternal. We are the hardcore people. We do not pursue of the illusions of the matter because this world is temporary and because we are connected to the nature and earth. We are hardcore people, and we will not sell our souls and bodies for lentil stew. We are people of truth. We are people of principles. We are warriors. We are warriors of justice and freedom, and we are free souls. You cannot convince us with your manipulative way of solidarity and common good. We are the first people, you know, that volunteer and help and assist when it's the truth. But we know one thing. The Satan is always used the good qualities of a man against him. So we are the people of the hardcore, and you cannot convince us that it's for our own health. This is not for our own health. When our own health is the last thing that interests you, everything is about money and control, and you have proven that in a million ways. We are a hardcore people. We will not fall for this cheap populism and medical fascism when critical information is hidden from us for 30 years. You are constantly lying to us, and we don't have any faith in the government. No more. We are the hardcore people, and we will not give up. We will not donate an information about our privacy and our bodies and our mind to any corporations, authorities, person, state, or a country. Our body and mind is our, and that will be forever. We stand firm and call you to come on. Bring it on. We are ready to fight for our lives. So just try us. And I'm telling you, the people of the world, today, this is here in Israel. This is in our country. Tomorrow, it will be in yours. So wake up. Wake up and spread the word. Stand. Do not sell your freedom. You are free people. Please, please share this video. Share it to everyone you know in the world. People need to know those crimes against humanity that's going on in Israel at the moment. I thank you with all my heart, and big hug for everybody.